Hello, everybody. My name is Luke Vando, and today we will be presenting Igloo Coin. So, first, Igloo Coin is a brand new thing that is coming to life. I don't think there's been a market specifically tapped into this, but we will be going over a brand new beginning for students. What is Igloo Coin? Why now? How could it help you? And how does it work? What is Igloo Coin? We will be revolutionizing a way for DU students to be able to grow their finances and spend goods and services without using the Penguin Pass in a new way. This will help simplify building finances and using modernized tech and innovation. So a fun fact for a lot of you that you may or may not know, 48% of students or just young adults from 18 to 25 spend 2/3 of their check within 48 hours. 48% of young adults are spending more than half of their paycheck, which is very, very, that's awful for the economical world. That's not good for us. Students, we need to build our money. We need to build our stocks. So why now? Obviously, students have not been practicing very good habits with spending. This will create reliance on credit cards or bad credit. This can also have low savings account, which ultimately leads to low checking accounts. Social media-driven pressures like, oh, there's this concert or this new shoe somebody wants, and that's just spending a lot of money that you don't have or don't need. Buy now, pay later schemes where you're actually paying much more just in the long run, but right now you're paying a quarter of it, half of it, thinking you're saving money when you're really not. Overall, this all comes down to a lack of financial education, which is the basis of Igloo Coin. How can I help you? So made by Dominican students for Dominican students, this is we are going to cater to students around the area and off campus, on campus, specifically, Angelica or whatever the student housing in is. That's our core spot right there with the bookstore and whatnot. This will be creating a currency for students that'll help grow their financial awareness, keeping it in Dominican Penguin property. So Igloo Coins can be used on campus and off campus at local vendors. Marin Transit, just going around trying to get up to Novato, maybe down south to Corte Madera if you have a job. The bookstore, obviously, if you're going to be purchasing books or going to be purchasing computers, anything like that. Market Watch, we are currently still trying to get on that, but this is at MarketWatch, you're able to see real-time stock investments go up and down, where you're putting your money, how it's being used and being spent, and we're trying to implement a MarketWatch idea in with Igloo Coin. And obviously tickets, you want to go watch a sports game, you want to go watch the women's sports game, shout out women's sports. This is all going to be able to be feasible with Igloo Coin, the mobile app. How does it work? So Igloo Coin will be a mobile app. Right now, a lot of students, I'm assuming a lot of you guys have had a card when you were in college or something to swipe for meals and for books and stuff like that. We're going to revolutionize that by just making it a mobile app. Right now, no students carry cards or even cash. Cash used to be king, now cash is not king. So using a mobile app and seeing this all, watching your portfolio and investments, having access to food, transportation, and whatnot, and discounts on school supplies while all being able to watch real life stocks and where your money is going will be a very, very cool thing for students to really take advantage of the economic world we have in front of us. Finances and traction, It will be a subscription-based service with a sign-up fee of $9.99, and then any transfer fee will be 25%. Right now we're trying to see if that will go up and down, but I think that's a very safe spot with competitors like Venmo and Cash App and whatnot, taking out a little more money and also having a larger scale. The secondary revenue, we have U.S. dollars equals 2 Igloo Coins, putting $100 of real-life money, U.S. dollars, you get 200 Igloo Coins to use. Thank you very much. And the traction is all for DU students. Our location is around the greater San Rafael area within about a 10-mile radius without pushing to the city or too far north. My team is currently me, myself, and I, and I'm loving it. And thank you very much. No, we were trying to go about that and realize that a more sufficient way to have this for students to take full advantage of it is implementing Penguin Pass, which a lot of us have. I'm not sure if you guys in Cambodia have a type of swipe or anything like that for your guys' school, but mobilizing that on a phone is a lot easier than a physical card, and it goes a lot longer. Yes, ma'am.
A colleague of mine in Minnesota created an app called Spave, and it's for spending and saving, and it has many of the same intentions.
Yes.
And she's marketing it to students, for sure. So, but I want to know, what is the significance of Igloo?
Here at Dominican University, we're all penguins, Scopangs, and trying to keep it within the heart of Dominican. I mean, hopefully this is able to branch out and become something huge like a Venmo, like a Bitcoin or something like that. But right now, I think the biggest thing is I found this from asking my roommates.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Why are you guys awful at spending money? What do you do with your checks, and how do they go so quickly, and how do we avoid that? So,
well, I recommend that an acronym that actually means something.
Okay, I appreciate
because
that.
Because to people beyond Dominican.
Okay, thank you very much.
How does your app build good habits? Because it's geared towards good habits, but there was nothing about building good habits.
Yeah, Paul, I wish I was a little more on that in the 5 minutes, but obviously you got 5 minutes. So what I was trying to present is there is in the app, at least as Macy's app kind of had examples, or there's real life with the MarketWatch system. You'll be able to see where your money's going in, and it can give you suggestions. You'll have real life people that hopefully someone like Mr. Wayne could help you and maybe give comments like, first time investors should do this. Little comments and little things in the app that we'll be able to suggest. It's not gonna direct you, it's not gonna be able to, I don't wanna put anybody's finances in somebody else's complete role, but at least having suggestions and help in the app is that's my plan of action for that.
Yeah, maybe partnering with a financial advisor.
Exactly, yep.
Cause that's a huge piece of this thing. Any other questions?